What's up, guys? Welcome to Disney Movie News. Today we're talking about Moana, Zootopia, and The Little Mermaid Live. Let's go.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
What up, what up, what up, what up, everybody? Welcome to Disney Movie News here on Popcorn Talk. Thank you for tuning in. This is the show where we talk about stuff related to Disney Movie News. Easy going. I am your host, Leo Camacho. You can follow me on social media at Leo Zombie. And today, we had a full house today. We got ladies everywhere. All over the place. Ladies. All over the dang place. Introduce yourselves. Go.
What's up? My name's Sarah Snitch. You can find me everywhere at Sarah Snitch on YouTube at I'm Sarah Snitch. And, of course, with Thingamavlogs, posting Disney videos every day. And a very special guest to my left.
Woo! I am Leslie Cave, the blogger behind the blog Disney Bound.
What?
You can find it on Instagram, the Disney Bound, or disneybound.co.
And you guys, it's me again. Hi, I'm Keaton Markey.
Yeah, I'm back.
You guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. Yeah.
Yeah, my favorite thing about the show is every week, you don't know who you're going to get. No. Sometimes we're here, sometimes we're not, but we got everybody.
People don't even know.
That's right, but today we're going to take aim and let the foam darts fly.
Oh my God.
And if you don't know what that means, you're not watching me on Periscope.
God, Leo.
So maybe you should follow me on Twitter.
I want a Nerf gun now. Says. We should have one next week.
Oh my God. No, I've been live streaming myself doing my recording sessions for Nerf gun commercials, and that line is in every commercial, so I said it at least
let
1,000 times. Foam darts fly. So there's a bunch of people in the chat that are like, oh, foam darts fly. Thank you guys. We got a ton of news. So much stuff has happened over the course of the last week. What are you doing?
We're Disney bounding.
That's right. We actually just came from a little bit of a shoot for Disney style. Oh, and yeah. I'm in theme. I'm appropriate for the release of a
for
new
the news.
Film.
Wait, can I guess who you guys are?
You don't know?
I don't know. Well, Anna?
I'm awkward.
Well, I said you were Nemo, but then Dory.
Yes.
Sorry.
And then I thought you were Pongo, but then you said you
Dodger.
Were...
Dodger. I had sunglasses Dodger earlier Dodger. Today.
The yes. sunglasses would have helped.
Yeah, they would have helped.
I don't know who I could Disney bound as in this. What am I, guys?
Who's got, is that, let's see, pink and black.
Black and
let's
pink.
Throw it out to the chat. What do you guys think? Who's Disney bounding?
Oh, and I have pink shoes
no
on.
No capes.
Edna Mode. Oh, Edna Mode. Okay, you're Edna Mode.
With the pink necklace.
Yeah.
She does have that.
Who?
Edna Mode.
Edna Mode.
Taking it back from chat. You don't get to pick now.
From Incredibles.
But speaking of the chat, let's give you guys some shout-outs. Who we got?
Annie Allen.
We got Robert of Disneyland.
Albert
Elcano. Alyssa in the house.
Pixel Ray. Caroline Schulte.
We've got Alyssa Wassum.
Of the Thingamagirls.
Wassum. Yeah, of the Thingamagirls. We've got Chantel Maggie. Vargas. We've got Kyle Medeiro.
Cece
Rinaldi, as always. What's up?
Super Annie Ryan
Halo back in the house.
I said Annie.
Oh, you can't double. You can't double up like that. Look, now everybody's going to start. You're going to see the chat light up.
Keaton is Slight Ursula.
Slight Ursula.
All right, we'll take it.
Okay. Like it. Mouse kind of scuttle.
Yeah. Emily Saunders.
Kind of scuttled. It also works, yeah.
Yeah, scuttle works.
Mm-hmm.
You are, yeah. I guess so.
Keaton is Edna.
Edna.
I'm not mad about that. I love when I can just like show up someplace and you're like, I remember our first Disney Movie News show together, you guys were like, you are like the magic carpet Disney bound. And I go, what's Disney bounding?
And then now you showed her Leslie.
Yes.
And then we showed her a whole new
Y'all
world.
Y'all know about Disney bound.
And now I don't go to Disney without bounding.
You're welcome.
And I don't do anything Disney related without bounding.
It's all her fault. It's this girl's fault right
Apologies.
Here.
You can thank this girl right here. This Canadian right here.
And we're going to have a new movie to start bounding soon.
Yes,
you know
we
what
will.
That movie is?
Moana.
It's Moana. Which, by the way, we got a new poster for. Hey,
yes.
Let's check that out. Let's put that one up there.
New poster. There it is.
Dun, boom. Dun,
dun.
Looks pretty similar to everything we've seen so far.
Yeah, I was like, we've already seen this.
I like how they announce it, like, guys, we've got a new poster.
Different
like,
angle.
Thanks.
The ocean is calling.
The ocean is calling.
Hello, this is Doug.
Oh, my God. It's like one of my favorite memes ever.
Hello, Ocean. How are you today?
I wish he didn't have the hook. I wish it was a conch shell because the ocean
like controls the ocean with his shell phone. Thing,
we can make that shell phone bling. If
shell
you guys phone, seen that video, yeah. I'm all about that
I
one. How stoked are you for Moana?
I'm pretty stoked.
On a scale of 1 to stoked.
Stoked.
Where do you?
Super stoked.
Super? Wow.
Yeah.
That's not even on
the scale. Music alone. Mm. By the same guy who did Hamilton? I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're gonna touch on that actually a little bit later.
We could just talk about
it. We can talk about it right now. So we got.
I did that segue.
Too soon. You jumped with the gun. Yeah, well, yeah. What's up with that? He came in later, though, didn't he?
Lynn?
Yeah.
Now, he was like announced in the beginning, but there's a new cast member that was announced.
Yeah, can we just skip ahead? Can we skip ahead a little bit?
Throwing our producers off like, whoa.
We're keeping Ant-Man on his toes. That's what I call him.
Skipping down to number six, yo, is Philippa Sue, who was also in Hamilton.
Yeah.
Who has now joined the voice cast.
Wait, is he the one with the giant fro that's been doing a ton of press recently?
It's a woman.
Oh, the woman's name is Philip.
Philippa.
Oh, I thought you said Philip. Oh.
Philippa.
I guess I missed it.
She's joined the cast.
I love that it is staying consistent with the theme of its casting and representation.
Yeah.
And that
they're being legit about it.
Yeah, and that Hamilton is literally an extension of that idea. This movie is super legit.
Or is this an extension of Hamilton?
Oh, well, that depends which one was started production, I guess.
Do you guys think there's going to be raps in Moana?
No.
Don't. Look, they're not going that legit.
Tell me how you feel.
Stop it, you. Right this moment. You cut it out.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know.
Dude, we're in our minds today, guys.
It's been a long day.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, chaos.
Oh, man. Gosh.
But speaking of long days, Zootopia could have been a longer movie.
No, you didn't even say.
What? Say what?
The trailer for Moana's coming out this weekend.
Is that? But that's a different thing.
Shut up.
Oh, I didn't
realize.
Poster
released and trailer coming this weekend.
Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, I did skip that part. So, well, we'll get to that in a second.
Do you think it's going to be a trailer or a teaser?
It's a teaser.
Okay. Yeah, but have you seen the recent trend of teasers? They're literally trailers. They're like a minute and a half
long. And then actual trailers are just...
Small movies. It's the short.
Yeah.
But speaking of movies that are not short, Zootopia could have been a longer movie if they wouldn't have removed certain scenes, which we are now getting a glimpse of.
Because
the DVD came out on Zootopia, and there's a whole bunch of bonus features which you should probably pick up and check out because Zootopia is a smash hit.
I feel like the movie just came out.
It did.
I know,
they're riding that way for sure. Right, let's get it, Moana. That's a joke.
Let's watch. I haven't seen it.
Okay, me neither. I've been saving this.
Judy's pad.
Safe house.
Yeah, safe house with a space in the middle.
Mm.
A house that is safe.
Yeah.
Oh, his fur disappeared.
Judy. Oh, thank goodness.
Oh my God.
Mom, you were supposed to call every day, and we got worried. And I mean, in the city, there's all kinds of unsavory animals.
Oh.
Have a look who brought some breakfast.
Fox.
Dang, this is.
Dad, he's with me. It's okay.
Dang.
Brought a fox to your home?
He's more than a fox, Dad.
Sweet cheese and crackers.
Wow, this is a little bit. This is a little bit too transparent.
You know what? It's been
great. Yeah.
I should just leave.
No, wait.
It's fine.
Honey, if the fox wants to leave.
No, look, he is not the fox.
This is like heavy.
His name is Nick, and he is helping me solve a big case, and he is my friend. And if anyone is uncomfortable being in the same room with him, there's the door.
Oh my goodness. Mm. Dang, that's like kind of, wow.
Whoa!
That's, wow.
I don't think it needed it.
I think
unnecessary.
We got the point without that
scene. Without that was too heavy. And that's why it's a deleted scene.
Yeah, I remember, wow, that's so crazy. My very first girlfriend in high school, she was Asian, and I took her to meet extended family, and it was a very similar.
Not really?
My immediate family. It was like very extended family.
I was like, calling your family.
Not like my immediate family's awesome. They're like, yeah. But we went to visit someone that I had, you know, like very isolated region of the family, and it was very awkward at first because like, oh. That's nice.
Interesting. There's another one, right?
Oh. We got another one?
We have two?
Oh, we got two.
There's way more than two, but okay. I only picked
how much
two.
Worse can it get?
Oh.
I understand you hurt your neck.
Oh, wow.
We're going to have to go ahead and temporarily remove your collar for the checkup.
What? They go to claymation?
Nothing to worry about.
Oh. What is this?
What does this even have to...
What is this?
What?
What is happening?
I'm so confused.
What is happening?
What's going on?
This doesn't even have... This is no context to with the movie.
Yeah,
he wasn't really savage.
Oh, okay. All done. Just a bruise.
Okay.
It says calm collar is what it says. Tame collar.
Yeah, that's but so was weird. It, did like, they put it on him because they thought he was savage? Because it looked like they were like scared.
I will say that it makes sense that they took that out because it probably
makes
just doesn't
no
make any
sense.
It makes me wonder if there was an additional sort of tangent storyline in the original movie where like animals just needed to be calmed down with a collar.
Yeah,
like when they got a rabbit or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Everyone's weird. Freaking out.
Everyone's like, "Oh my god, so creepy."
What is happening?
What is happening?
Oh, man.
What is this?
We
agree.
Unanimously.
Words are part of the very original concept.
Guys, you know how much caffeine I've had today? My brain is functioning on.
That collar just reminds me of the dogs that spoken up.
Yeah.
Their collars. Doug.
Doug.
I love you.
I don't know. How many other scenes there are? I know those are the two that they've released.
There's like four at least.
So you don't really need to watch the deleted scenes. The movie was great without them, so forget
it. It's what we're learning. I mean, I always find it fascinating to see what was taken out, especially in animation, because everything has to be done so deliberately.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you only want to animate as much as you need to animate. So the fact
that even one that was far.
That one made it pretty far.
What? When did Zootopia come out?
Like,
2 months. Like in March?
We are very precise here.
Yeah. Was it like March 7th?
It was like... Well, that's super.
It like
precise.
Just came out.
It was yeah, like this is so super quick. Precise.
It was just like,
like, remember when they used to make you wait a year like before the movie the video to come out?
March 4th.
They're ready for distribution before the movie even comes out on March, like in the movie theater.
April, May, I guess 3 months.
Oh, this is new
DVD.
Yeah.
When we were kids, back in our day,
it took forever.
We had to log. We had to wait, and at least until a major holiday when they could use it to market for gifts.
Well, it's so
and
weird.
Then
it's
you like, had to hit rewind.
Yeah, remember that? Machines for rewinding.
Remember the little the tape thing that you put in it?
The rewinder. Yeah, I remember those.
My mom still tells me to rewind DVDs. She's like, "Don't forget to rewind it." I'm like, "It's a DVD." Mom.
It's weird because it's like you go into the movie, it's like now opening March 3rd, and as soon as you're walking out of the theater, there's already a sign, it's like available on Blu-ray. It's like, well, I just literally just watched it 5 minutes ago. Are we gonna pick that up?
Are we gonna pick it up?
Are we gonna pick up Zootopia?
Are we gonna drop it down?
Wanna have a Zootopia party at the house?
Drop it down.
We can have animal crackers, that'd be great.
In my soup, monkeys and rabbits looped up. It's fine. It's okay. You guys should go out and watch like Shirley Temple. She's a legend.
Or so they say.
Walt loved her.
Legendary.
But guys, Zootopia. It's great they got those scenes. It's great that it's out on DVD. But guess what else?
What?
It's the best. What's going on?
It's the biggest original film opening.
Second
to biggest. What's the first one?
Star Wars. No.
Is it Civil War?
They
crossed the $1 billion mark.
What?
Isn't that crazy? An animated film crossed a billion.
What?
Because it was a film that both kids and adults enjoyed. And I feel like there's very few instances of animated movies specifically that bridge that sort of, that transcend that audience gap of kids and
adults. Jennifer Goodwin's having a great year.
Mr. Bateman, everybody. First of all, the cast was star-studded. I wonder how much that had to do with the success of the film, right? But in reality, it's just a good movie. I was actually just talking in the lobby about this. The movie stands up, like, regardless of whether it was a cartoon, whoever acted in it, if you just took the plot and wrote down the movie without saying it's about a fox and a rabbit, and you handed somebody that script, they'd be like, oh, this is a great buddy cop movie. It doesn't matter. It just happened to be a cartoon.
It's second to Avatar.
Avatar.
Oh.
But it Avatar. Beat Star Wars Force Awakens.
Take that.
No, you shut your mouth. You shut your mouth.
Look. You know where I stand on my Star Wars love.
Just saying.
The fact that it was beaten by a topical social commentary film about a bunny and a fox somehow brings warmth to my soul. I don't know why.
It beat Frozen. Yes.
That's
kind of surprising. Because Frozen is life.
Well, I feel like Frozen picked up.
Some people.
Frozen Track picked up steam as it went. I feel like Zootopia marketed itself from word of mouth so quickly after its release, whereas Frozen was much more of a snowball effect.
Did you practice that in front of the mirror before you came in today?
My mom says I'm special. Listen, congratulations to Zootopia. Everybody, go out and buy it. Let's raise it even higher.
Higher and higher.
I knew you were gonna do that. You guys are in singing moods today. Everybody's singing it up.
We're a musical waiting to happen.
Like Hamilton, which is also
Hamilton.
Gosh, I need to. How do you guys feel about that bootleg, by the way, real quick? Side note, Hamilton bootleg.
We were just talking about
There's
Hamilton.
There's a Hamilton bootleg?
There is.
Anyways, I didn't say that, so let's move on to the next piece of news.
Maybe there is one.
I don't know. Maybe the internet's a place for shady black market stuff. I don't know.
I did watch the new Frozen show on YouTube.
Yeah. Instead of just going to Disneyland?
I was going to go to Disneyland today, but I got put on my work schedule, so I had to go to work.
You can't feel bad about watching a bootleg of a Frozen show when you have a year pass and it's free to watch. But Hamilton, You're expected to buy a ticket to fly to New York. And
I'm flying to New York tomorrow.
To watch Hamilton?
I could not sell myself and get a ticket to Hamilton. That is how hard it is to get tickets to Hamilton.
So then you're going to watch a bootleg.
Okay. Leslie, how do you feel about the Shakira song in Zootopia?
Oh. She's like, whatever.
I like whatever. It.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, like, okay. Like, I'm not, like...
Keaton hates it.
I'm not the biggest Shakira fan. But I don't know what it is. I like it.
Did you
I'm not a big Shakira fan.
Did you like Zootopia?
Oh, my God. I loved it. I saw it twice in, like, 1 week.
Same, actually.
Yeah. Really, I love the social commentary. That was, like, super relevant, so obviously, good. With what's going on. So.
No! Why would you do that? I don't
know. Barbie doll, the Barbie.
No,
Gazelle, you can literally buy her.
Yeah,
and she sings like
that would be my nightmare.
Can you guys keep it down? I'm trying to listen to Shakira.
Look at those hips. They don't lie.
They're
bigger because Shakira wanted them to be.
She's
bigger.
Like, excuse me, Latinas have bigger booties.
She sounds like a seal.
I wish they would have picked like a Latin animal though. Like gazelles are African animals.
Like what would you
What's
pick?
What's a Latin animal that you have?
Look. I just, I don't, you know.
Like a
capybara. Come on, Latino.
A capybara would have been an amazing choice.
There you
choice,
go.
Oh my God, can
sexy.
You imagine? Yeah, they're not sexy
like,
at all.
A little, like, chubby.
He's and
like,
now, coming to the stage.
A jaguar?
Capybara.
A jaguar?
A jaguar. Well, the that jaguar would be was a sexier. Villain, though. The jaguar was a villain, though.
True.
Well, we did have the dancing tigers with the kind
yeah.
of
yeah. capybara. It would have been cool, though. It would have been cool if she was like an ocelot.
Dude, someone
draw
fan art. Of a sexy capybara pop star in the gazelle outfit.
Now featuring capybara.
I want it like...
Is that the sound they make? By the way, fun fact, capybaras are the world's largest rodents. So if you think that you have big rats in New York, Brazil laughs at your face. Okay, so...
Moving on
to the next piece of news. That's a good segue. Speaking of big things... The big friendly gigante.
I was like, where are we going with that?
Why don't you guys chill? No chill over there. We've got a new big friendly BFG. Giant featurette, you guys.
Let's watch it.
Look, and then we're going to talk giant. About how the BFG freaks Sarah out.
The big friendly giant, not the big scary giant.
The big friggin' giant. The big flirty giant.
Flirty?
The big flirty giant.
That'd be a lot. Come on.
Hey, ladies.
Hi, guys.
Look, he's gonna let's see.
Where am I?
Giant country.
What is that? That doesn't
Spielberg
answer my question.
Approached me on the set of Bridge of Spies and asked me if I'd read BFG.
I said, Marlon.
Had such profound range as an actor. And I wanted the BFG to look super photorealistic.
Creepy.
Well,
the secret whispering
that
of the world.
And the only way I could capture that was to animate him based on Mark's performance.
What's
Gatorade. Very good.
Dreams.
The blue pen.
Dreams.
Is that right?
It's creepy that he has a jar of dreams.
Yeah, a world of fluorescent dreams. Adventure.
Oh my. Looks like Navi. Hey, listen.
Drink my dreams.
Mark, as the BFG, really touched my heart.
It all comes down to imagination in the end.
They're
hold
sort of...
your breaths, cross your fingers, here we go.
Yeah, photorealistic is a very loose term to describe what I'm saying.
No, it reminds me too much of Polar Express.
Yeah, no, it's
that
creepy. Yes.
Stressed me out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not quite photorealistic enough. I wonder what resolution this was shot in. I gotta look it up. Like, I just saw Ninja Turtles and I just found out it's shot in 16K, which is insane resolution. But when you see it in the theater, you see like the detail on the scales. Like, it's that level. And it looks pretty
How
good.
How was the new Turtle movie?
Honestly, I thought it was great.
I like Ninja Turtles was, like, me and my brother's thing.
Oh, no, it's
Ninja Turtles Disney and X-Men. Movie, no. I'm sorry, I'm just curious. I know you thought.
You know what? I grew up loving Ninja Turtles and Disney.
Disney movie news.
It was really good. I recommend seeing it. It's better than the first one. It's a throwback to the original.
What is it, Sarah? It's Disney movie news. It's not a Disney movie.
How dare you?
This is what happens when my stomach hurts.
It's a lot of fear. There's a lot of fear in this room tonight, guys.
You
a
guys, lot of fear. So wait, who's read the book? You
me.
Have.
Just
no.
I don't know if I have. I don't remember.
That's probably a no.
Childhood.
I could imagine. Keaton, no.
What?
Here's
I
what's
don't
up.
Read.
He creeps me
Welcome
out.
Welcome to Disney Movie News, the show where we talk about the big friendly show.
He creeps me out, but I am emotionally stirred by some of the moments in the trailer. Like when he goes, I heard your lonely heart.
Which is creepy.
What did you
How
say?
How close did he have to be to hear that?
This is like when they had to redo Bane's voice. Because you could, like, the first audiences that saw that, what Batman if, could not understand
if,
Bane.
What if it was Bane-friendly giant, and it was just him, like...
She's like, the little girl is like, why did you why did you come take me? And he's like, good
No, 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 because he's like...
I think you should be doing the entire thing.
I should be the BFG. Guys.
Batman, I heard your heart was...
Cross your heart and hope for the Bane.
Hold on, I'm doing my Bane impression right now.
Sometimes mom and dad fight. That's just what happens on the show. You just gotta let them
She's like, what's
fight
that?
It out.
Go to your rooms.
thought you might, Leo, you were asking about format. BFG was shot actually on 35mm film.
Whoa. Yes, Steven Spielberg.
Classic
Yes, Snapsville Spielberg.
That's very, very, very interesting.
According to IMDb, sources not verified.
Well, you know, it's interesting because it does sort of have a texture to it, and that's why I think it's so interesting, especially in the scenes where he's running around the alley. You can see the 35 millimeter. When you watch Ninja Turtles, it feels glossy. It feels like you're watching synthetic.
I watched The Hobbit.
I'm comparing the CGI movie. That's a valid comparison, Sarah.
Disney movie news.
It's funny because we bring up Harry Potter, and she has no issue talking about that.
Well, next time, Leo, you need to find your own freaky way of saying Disney
next time,
movies.
Saying that you should yeah, next time. I'll do it like Hagrid.
I really petition for them to just throw out everything so far and have me be the voice of the BMG.
That's what Pixie Ray thinks. Pixel Ray.
Pixel Ray.
There we go.
CC Rinaldi. Mom and Dad, fight. This is like a hockey game now. Fight, fight.
We love fighting.
We love it.
No.
We thrive on it.
No.
It's,
No.
Yes, I'm afraid so.
No.
What else we got here? We've got, okay, next piece of news, all right.
Because we're moving away from the big friendly giant.
Into Haley Atwell. She does not approve of the Sharon Carter. Well, it's not Sharon Carter, it's the new
agree!
Sharon, what?
It is Sharon.
Oh, Sharon Carter is a new one. That's right, Agent 13. The Sharon Carter kiss in Civil War. She doesn't agree. She played Peggy Carter in the original Captain America movie and in Peggy Carter. Agent Carter, excuse me. And it's weird because she was like Captain America's love, and now he's macking on her niece.
No, isn't that
Spoilers, Leslie.
Oh,
well, I mean, literally, that's the piece of news.
I hated that. Like, I love Civil War. I hated that. Usually, I'm all about the love story and the romantic stuff, and I was like,
it's a very ham-handed side plot. First of all, the fact that it's like, oh, surprise, I'm her niece, and I never mentioned it before ever because I was afraid of living in her shadow, even though I've totally succumbed to like the same career path as her and probably more successful in some degree. But I didn't mention it till now because it wasn't convenient until this point in time. And you're like, what? And because she has the Carter name, Captain America's like, oh, I like Carters. What's up? And
I got now a thing for Carter.
Yeah, now we got, I've got a Carter
crush.
You got
that same, like, strong square jawline?
Yeah, I'm into that. And then they're like, oh, hold on, we have a moment here. Can we make out real quick? Now, the moment that
the best moment about it was was when they were in the bug.
The bromant.
The bro moment.
Like, you go, Cap. And then he's like, oh, that's a good moment. But... Was it worth it? I think it was to get that bromance. It was worth it. But obviously it is a very clumsy...
I
want
to see other ways to get bromance.
I would prefer that.
Besides chicks being involved.
But chicks, bro.
Chicks, bro.
Chicks, dude. she doesn't like it. And it is... She said... they interviewed her and she's like, well, my opinion is it's a little bit disrespectful. And I completely agree.
Yes. Who does
that's
that?
Like, well,
that's like weird incest.
I used to be really into your aunt, but she's like too old for me now and dead. So I figured maybe I could date you now. And she's like,
I mean, you really hit on me at my aunt's funeral.
Remember that time you hit on me at my aunt's funeral who you dated? Remember?
Who was the love of your life until you got cryogenically frozen and she got old and then she died?
Yeah, it's a very strange...
I always knew Captain was evil.
Yeah, now with the Hydra thing, that's what she's saying. Like, he's really gone down the dark side. He's... God, can you...
And they had no chemistry.
Yeah, can we talk about that for a second? How do you guys feel about Captain America, the Hydra thing?
Well, you missed it last week.
Yeah, we talked about it last
week. Yeah, I know. But can I just hear now? Can I just hear?
You can tell us how you feel.
You can say how you feel about it.
I think it's a setup.
That's what we said.
Yep, that's exactly what we said.
Cool.
Moving on.
That's it.
He's marketing.
He's marketing.
Marketing.
Marketing guy. We already talked about Philippa Sue.
We already did.
You did. So, one thing left that I know that Keaton's dying.
Oh my gosh,
to talk about you guys. Little Mermaid Live just came out in concert.
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
Little Mermaid Live.
Little
Mermaid Live is currently happening.
No, it's not.
It's
currently
done,
happening
Leo,
in our hearts
over.
And minds.
It will live on in infamy.
It was this weekend, actually. I'm sorry, it just passed. And you went and saw it.
I did.
Who did you see? Did you see Jodie Benson?
I saw Jodie Benson.
For those uninitiated, which none of you seem to be, Jodie Benson, the original voice of Ariel.
Oh, she's a real life princess, and I cried.
Are you crying right now?
You're tearing up.
He's in a constant state of crying.
No, I'm not. It was so cool because before the show, the pre-show was Brad Caleb Kane, who's the original voice of Aladdin. He came out and sang all of the Aladdin songs, and even sang "Proud of Your Boy."
Really?
And he's never sang that before. And he said, "My mom's here tonight," and I just lost it because he's like, "I always was so sad I could never sing this." When I found out that they decided Aladdin wasn't gonna have parents, and he got to sing it, and it was so beautiful, and it just resonates a lot. I feel like with people who move out here, and you're chasing big dreams, and I was just dying. And then the original voice of Meg, she came out and she sang "Don't Say I'm in Love," and that's one of my favorite
really?
Songs.
So they had a ton of surprise guests.
And then they sang "A Whole New World" together, and then she sang Belle because she now is playing Belle on Beauty and the Beast, and so she was the original.
She was
Belle.
The first Belle on
first
Broadway.
First Belle on Broadway.
Is this all available online? Can I watch it?
Yeah. I have all these videos.
Lucky
I can
for
send
you. Tiffany filmed all of it, and it's going up on Thingamavlogs next week.
And speaking of Aladdin, we have this week is Aladdin week on Thingamavlogs. So go watch those videos as well. So we're very topical. We're going to have Aladdin videos.
Sure,
we're going to have this whole thing that you're talking about, which is great because I wish I could have gone.
I was hating on Rebel Wilson when she got cast as Ursula. She
fantastic.
Killed it.
She kills everything.
She killed it.
She's
amazing.
Good.
John Stamos was amazing.
He's Chef Louis, wasn't
he? He literally just came out for one song, and
he's
just like, yes.
How do you say it? Poisson?
Someone in the chat says, Leslie, there were so many Disney bounds at Little Mermaid Live.
There were.
That's so exciting. Yeah.
Killing it.
Yeah.
Crushing it.
I wore my Ariel dress. You know the one I wore when we did the Halloween thing? I wore that.
No, you're crazy. I don't know what you're talking about. Of course. Yeah.
Darren Criss.
Darren Criss came out?
I mean, he's just so sexy. Oh.
Tell us how you really feel.
Sexy. I don't know, but then John Stamos came in. I was like, bye, Darren. Hi, John.
Goodbye, little boy.
Hi. No, it was so magical. It was so cool to kind of watch the movie for the first time as an adult. You look just like Prince Eric, but I do agree your personality is more like Aladdin.
It's a problem.
He's such a street rat.
And
he's saying Brad sang that song too, and it's just so cool to hear
I can't wait to watch this.
And you feel like Aladdin's talking to you, and then all of a sudden you just bust in the song, and you're like, but that's him, right there.
That's our boy. I'm so proud of that boy.
It was so cool.
We have a little clip.
We got a clip from it?
Let's watch it.
Go.
Jojo Ben. What song is this?
Part of Your World?
Literally, I've heard this song more than anyone on the planet. I got it.
I wanna see him dancing, walking around on those. What do you call them? Feet.
Oh, everyone's trying to get
like,
that.
It's
a campfire.
Oh, legs are required for jumping.
Still sounds like it, too.
What's that word again?
She's so breathy. That's what makes Ariel so special.
Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay, up in the sky. I wish I could be part of the world.
Oh my gosh.
So
and everybody was singing along.
Haven't, guys, there's these clips of behind the scenes of the making Little Mermaid, and you should watch it. There's this whole part.
There's this part
where they're coaching her. She's recording Part of Your World. Young Jodie Benson is recording it. And it's wild to watch.
I gotta watch that.
Alan Menken or whoever is can you do it a little bit more like this? And she's just okay. And then she does it again. It's just what is happening?
I gotta watch that.
So yeah,
tonight.
It's really cool to watch.
Let's legally download it.
No, it's just on YouTube, guys.
Okay, let's legally watch it.
Legal.
Watch it.
Fine.
And they had fireworks. So the part, I did. You know the part when Ariel's first swimming up to the ship and they're celebrating and then the fireworks are happening because it's Prince Eric's birthday. They all of a sudden did fireworks during that. And everybody's the whole audience was it was everybody was a child. And everybody was having the same reactions. Yeah. It was just so magical.
That's so awesome. Man, that's really cool.
You guys should have gone.
Thanks
for making me feel terrible.
You really screwed up.
Sarah just hates
this. This is the first cool thing I've done that you Disney wise that you guys haven't done. You guys usually do all the cool Disney things.
Let me just tell you, I got offered tickets 8 times and was nah. I don't want to go to the Hollywood Bowl at all. It sounds no fun. I hate shows. I hate live music.
Do you regret it now?
Do you hate life?
I wish I was really.
I don't have FOMO about a lot of things like this. It sounds amazing, but like I hate going to the Hollywood Bowl.
Debbie Downer.
So fun, Sarah.
I like wish I had seen this stuff, but like I'm not having FOMO.
Rebel Wilson was awesome.
I am.
Thank you for the little boy who played Flounder was great, and the guy who played King Triton in the Broadway. Oh my gosh, he has the deepest.
What Titus?
Like, oh, Titus!
He had the tightest.
Titus was so good. Right. I completely forgot until I got there that Titus was gonna be there, and then I'm in the middle, deep in like Kimmy Schmidt season two, and I was just like, oh my goodness.
Have you gotten to the episode where they talk about Ninja Turtles?
Yeah. Well, I've seen it. Everyone's like literally so mad at me that I don't like live music. Sorry about it. Okay. I just like don't. I like being in my house only.
Let me know if you guys want me to go. I'll like tag along.
If I can get like someone to come into my house and perform music for me there.
You can walk there from my apartment.
It's fine.
So you can park in my apartment.
Fine. Let's go see The Little Mermaid. Oh, wait, I can't.
Do you want to go see Harry Potter in concert, the
yes.
orchestra?
Yes,
no, like, I keep getting asked to go to that, too.
Yes, I do. I would love to.
You want to go see that? Let's go.
I'm like, no.
I have a question for you, Leslie.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite Disney princess? It
changes all the time, okay. But right now, Pocahontas.
You're in a Poco mode?
I'm in a Poco mode.
Coco.
You got to keep that Poco mode.
Do you like her park redesign?
I do. Oh. I just kind of wish that they'd, like, you know, give her the necklace. But I actually do like how it looks.
I thought the same thing. I'm like, well, that's not Pocahontas. She needs that necklace.
Yeah, that's the only thing I would change. Yeah. I think they work to make it a little bit more culturally
sensitive.
Yeah, to match, like, what she would have worn, which is totally cool with me. Same with Mulan.
The only thing is it doesn't look like a character outfit, which is fine because obviously it's supposed to be more authentic. But, like, she just looks like someone who's dressed in, like, authentic Native American
and
clothing,
if they added
right?
in that teal, it might have been
it
like,
maybe popped it a little bit more. Yeah, because I feel like if the
I feel like they will.
You think so?
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous that they didn't. That's like what Pocahontas is known for. Mm-hmm. Like, why not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she's also known for appropriating a culture.
Oh my god, she didn't appropriate it.
Well, Disney appropriated it on their behalf. On her
Wait,
behalf.
I don't know who are you guys' favorite princesses.
Ariel, I don't know what.
Wow.
Yeah, I think...
Mom and Dad are going to
I have three, my top three. I can never pick number one. Same. And it's Jasmine, Rapunzel, and Ariel. But Belle's, like, close.
I'm
and
like
Marion's
really
in there,
mad that you,
Belle
like,
is number
didn't put
one
Belle in there immediately.
I think Belle has issues, but that's fine.
What are Belle's issues?
Yeah, what are Belle's
Stockholm
issues?
Syndrome.
Mm-hmm. And, no, oh my god, she doesn't have Stockholm Syndrome.
She does.
I made a whole video trying to convince myself that she does, and she doesn't.
Super pretentious.
She is super pretentious.
Yeah, I'm not about
if
that.
You didn't realize that whole like, opening song.
The opening song is,
I'm so pretty.
This town really sucks, I gotta go.
And she's like, I wanna get away from all these dumb people.
Yeah. Bonjour, hello dumb person. Good day. Hey, what's up, idiot? How is your family? I only have a father, please shut up. Like, that's like the whole
only
opening.
I have a father.
I'm never gonna look at that the same way.
I want much more than this stupid, boring life.
Yeah, basically. That's what she's saying.
But
like
she
Rapunzel
doesn't. She just goes to a different boring life.
Then I'll put Rapunzel as number one. I like
she's
Ariel. She's crazy. Ariel's a
I used
a bit
to love
nuts,
Ariel until, like, once I got a little
so
bit
dumb.
Older, I was like, why would you change your entire species and leave your family behind? Like,
I get that.
Ariel.
I get that. Like,
but
Ariel's not the brightest
crayon.
He
didn't even
want
to be with you in the beginning.
But
I care.
Ariel would be. But Ariel would be so fun to party with.
Oh no, God, she would. I still love her. No, she's a mermaid.
Nothing was funnier than when Ariel goes, Daddy, I'm an adult. I'm 16.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
yo.
Whoa.
And once you get past 16, you're like,
okay. At 16, you really believe
but she's
that.
Like, yeah, but like, then I'm like, she's too young to get married.
You know what would have been great? Instead of arguing with her, if Triton just looked over at like another merperson and just went, 16 over here. Ooh,
if Little
down.
Mermaid was made today, I feel like that would
should,
happen.
Yeah, it's like, you should run for
Someone
president.
Goes, Belle isn't technically a princess, though, right?
Yes, she is.
She marries a prince, and also just generally in the Disney princess
yeah,
lineup.
But I mean,
officially.
I'm into Marion, too. She's cool.
Oh, I
know
I love
Meg
some Rapunzel.
Count. Yeah, I think Rapunzel might be number one.
When we went like to that, see but. Beauty and the Beast recently, and what something I thought
was say, cool story, bro.
Something I thought
we
of
did
was
in
like
fact go see
she's
it.
Like, I want adventure, blah blah blah. But like, if Maurice had made it to the inventor's fair, and like she's like, you're gonna go to the fair tomorrow and you're gonna become a world famous inventor and it's gonna start a new life for us. And I'm like, dude, if he had made it to the inventor's fair, that would have been fine for her. Like, she would have been chill. She would have loved that life of, like, being an inventor. It didn't have to be the Beast. You know, she just wanted a cooler life. She could have gotten that.
She got a monster instead.
She got a monster
Here's the thing. Like, Belle is obviously very beautiful and well-drawn, but there are moments in that movie, more than most Disney movies specifically, that, like, like certain frames of animation, just, like, the animators just gave up or something, and the characters just look, like, dead-eyed into the middle of nowhere. They get, like, a thousand-yard stare.
You know, like, what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Different directions.
Yeah, there's, like, so many moments, especially when they're thinking. They're, like, they'll be, like... moments in that movie where the animators just went like, I'm done for the day. I'm just quitting right
here. I'm going to be so curious to see what Emma Watson's take, because she is so, she's such a feminist. I'm so, playing this character of Belle, which, yes, I believe this is a more modern take on who she
for
is.
For sure. But what if there's a moment where Emma Watson is just like, oh, Gaston, you're absolutely primeval. And then just looks at the camera and I'm like,
hey. When she's like talking to Chip and she's like, oh, Chip.
Yeah. There's like
oh, yeah.
You can almost insert the sound effect.
We should dub it over with weird noises. Like,
please, can I be there when you watch it and we take pictures?
There's one moment like that
I'm
in Aladdin too.
Where his face goes crooked? That one?
There's one specific moment. It's when the Sultan pinches his cheeks and he's just like, oh, you'll be an excellent suitor for my daughter. And he like pinches his Aladdin's cheeks and he just kind of goes like, to look into the middle of nowhere, but it's like the lines noticeably just like shrink because they only traced it like one time and the eyes are just like crooked and Aladdin's face just goes like, he's dressed as Prince Ali and eyes just go like, I give up. You know? Just go watch that scene, think of me. Somebody go screen cap and tweet it at me. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
I'm going to go rewatch a ton of Disney movies because Rapunzel, I need to rewatch every Disney movie.
Oh, that's an interesting point. Will Emma Watson have a British accent as Belle?
Well, what about that trailer? Oh. Doesn't she go, hello?
Yeah,
hello?
She's
like, hello? Is anyone here?
Sounds like Hermione, honestly.
Which is a very American thing. We need people with accent, British accents.
Sounds like
they sound like they're actually acting.
She's French, so
yeah.
Same
I,
thing.
Like I watched Warcraft this yesterday actually. With
oh
Lil
God,
P.
Was it really bad?
Well, it's not a good movie, but it's basically a love note
Disney
to fuck
movie?
Fans.
No.
Slow down. What I was gonna say is everyone has an accent except for one character who just like speaks with an American accent. I'm like, what are you doing in this movie? Get out of here. So I'm wondering how out of place. Like
Ewan McGregor with
his terrible French accent. Emma Watson with her.
You leave Ewan McGregor
alone. Dude, his French accent is terrible.
You leave him alone.
And you know what he said? He made a statement.
He
he's like,
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, but he's not Lumiere in my eyes, so.
Do you think French people were super pissed when Little Mermaid came out?
With Louis? Or were they like,
oh, I'm sure.
Yep, that's my Uncle Louis. No?
No. Super on Halo is like, I hate you guys. You're making me see all the flaws now. That's what's fun about being a Disney fan. Yeah. That's what we talk about, man.
When you run out of flaws. Things to like, you start finding the things you don't like.
Yeah, but you love it anyway.
I was like, I don't like, we don't like it. It's just like, isn't that weird how their faces give up?
Yeah.
We still love them.
Yeah. But, and especially love smile. When their eyes go wonky and they have a thousand-yard stare. That's my absolute favorite.
I'm literally going to go watch it.
Go watch
it.
My favorite part of Beauty and the Beast is when they're like they're pulling out of the Gaston song sequence and like they're walking in the tavern, like they're like strolling, and then it pans out, and they're still strolling forever.
But
they're
even,
going like this.
Even before that
like,
happens,
where
you're
going?
Like, where are you walking to? Like, you locked hands, and they formed a row to walk to. Stop slapping the table.
I'm sorry. I keep slapping that.
And it's like strolling forever.
I can't do it now.
I got
you
it.
You broke it. Oh, that's because you have to do that.
Oh.
Technology.
Anyway.
Yeah, guys. Sorry. Sorry to shatter the illusion for you, but that's God.
Oh my
God! I can't wait for the tweets after the show. Whenever. So that's your homework. Everybody gets like Photoshop homework tonight. So
no, but you. I like when they Photoshop our faces on something. That's like the funniest stuff.
Okay.
But,
well,
like,
well, Photoshop us in a picture.
In a scene
looking,
with like,
here, hold on. I'm gonna make a face right now, and I want you to Photoshop me looking at the character while they do that thousand yard stare. Right.
Let's all make.
I'll make
face. But
are
pretend the character is right here.
Okay.
And we're all looking at him like, why are you making that face? Ready? Okay. Screen cap that, Photoshop it.
It's for you guys back at home.
That's right. I love it.
And the capybara.
It's my
capybara
favorite part of the show.
That.
Oh, and the capybara.
Yeah,
that's
lots of homework.
Part. Oh, God, it's going to be a busy week for you guys. What's my favorite part of the show is like when we're done seeing all the funny, like,
one, how quick people get them to watch. You guys are probably amazing.
I can't see my Twitter right now, but it's already out there.
It's lit.
It's lit. Lit chat.
I was like, what?
Hashtag lit chat.
I don't know these things you use. Yeah.
Favorite Disney prince. Ooh. This is going to be weird. Prince Eric.
Hey. What's up?
Sorry. Or Aladdin. No, oh, actually, what? Aladdin. I'm the other one, too.
Hey, listen.
Sorry, I don't
have... Listen. Aladdin has no shirt on, though.
And no nipples, apparently.
No nipples. But Tarzan, is Tarzan a prince?
You can say nipples because it's a biological thing, right?
You can't say a lot of things that are biological.
So. Yeah, but you can say nipples.
Can you say the P word?
Or which the one? B word?
I mean, look, it depends on the discussion. Word. It would be out of place now and
or
wrong.
The C
but if
word.
We were having a discussion on the human anatomy, there,
chin?
No.
Chin?
Chest? So, no, we can't do that one. But,
my favorite prince is.
Yeah, he's mine too.
Who's this gonna be?
He's that's
who
Atlantean.
Is he? Who is he?
Now I wanna know.
Oh my god.
I wanna know who he is.
Honestly, I think that the Beast as a human is super good looking.
Oh, he's
but
so
then
good.
I
what?
Was gonna be like, Prince Adam's my favorite, but then I didn't say it. But then I just did.
But then you just
did. Lee Shang also.
Hottie.
Oh, and,
he's my number one. He's my number one.
I'm super into John Smith also.
John Smith, I had a big Simba. I'm into Simba.
That's illegal.
It's JTT, man.
He's got, hot voice.
Flynn Rider.
Still in Naveen. My heart. Oh, Flynn Rider. Naveen but he's and Eric.
I'm not into Naveen because he's annoying.
But
he
Naveen is hot.
Hercules.
Herculoid.
No, not into Hercules.
Is Tarzan a
like
prince?
Hercules?
Too much muscle.
Oh,
like then I changed my answer. Tarzan.
I mean, like, in my mind.
You like Hercules? You think he's that? You like that little butt chin?
Flynn Rider wins for me.
Flynn Rider.
He's so cute.
You guys, what I've
he's
learned
like
is
Dimitri
that you think every prince is hot, basically.
Mm-hmm. I think he thought he was so hot.
But I've come
hot.
To the mm-hmm. conclusion.
Do you guys realize that Dimitri from Anastasia looks identical to the guy from Titan A.E.?
Yeah.
But he's
blonde.
It's
the same animation
But it's literally the same drawings. They just colored him different.
That's Little John and Baloo, you know?
True.
It's the same thing. They just need to save some money, which is Matt Damon, by the way, is the voice of Titan A.E. He's the
and
voice of.
And I watched that recently, and it's great.
It's a good movie.
It's a great movie.
Completely underrated, and I remember seeing it twice in the theaters because I thought it was so cool.
Are you gonna say
Disney
movie
news?
Movie news.
She's preparing
oh my gosh!
For it.
Can we do a quick throwback to the to the 4-day live stream that we had when Alana Austin was on our show.
Talking about this last week too.
When she said Shrek.
When she said Shrek.
I just want to throw it back to that. Remember that? Hashtag throwback Wednesday.
Dude, my favorite thing about the Beast.
What was everybody's reaction?
We were just silent. We were just like.
Well, it was like, there was this moment. like everybody had entered their own isolated chamber that had no audio and no air. And we were all
literally
didn't
know what to do.
Like everybody just became a zombie and just went. And then there was like this palpable tension in the air, right? You could feel it. You could literally, it was blinding us.
Did she get it?
And she could, like
no, Patrick had to say it.
Her, this is her. Like, pretend I'm her right now. She was like, it's Shrek. You know, like, nothing was wrong.
I bet she loves that we bring it up constantly.
And the best part, oh, she must. It's just such a great moment. She had such a good sense of humor about it. But the best part is the way Patrick said DreamWorks. Not the fact that it was like, that's DreamWorks. He starts it off with, like, a squeal. Like, he went in with a gradient and sound like, it's DreamWorks. Like, let me just sneak this in here. By the way, you're wrong.
Maybe we can move past and drink.
Oh, my God. What a moment, you guys.
My favorite thing about The Beast is that when he turns into his human self, he looks exactly like Belle.
What?
What?
Oh my God, they look the same.
No,
he turns
don't.
Around and he's like, we're twins.
real talk though, the Beast's feet are spectacular.
They're beautiful
His
feet.
Whole bod is awesome.
He's really
hot. Oh, here
hot.
We go,
look,
here
they're
go.
The same. They look the same.
They don't look the same.
Oh,
they look literally
he
the same.
He has like a, you know, his nose is like pointy and turned out.
We are twins. They do not look
potato quality
photo.
Potatoes.
Oh my God, guys, we were watching Camp Rock during the stream, and we were like, who's better looking now, Nick or Joe? And then we were like, Gavin Jonas isn't even in the competition.
Then,
he looks like a potato.
So I kept calling him Potatonis.
Potatonis.
Oh, there he goes, there we go.
They're the same.
No, I would argue that
he's
better looking than Belle, to be honest.
He's so beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Like, look at Belle's face in there. She's like,
she's
dang,
looking
you're
at him
hotter
like,
than I am.
She's like,
yeah.
She's like
crap.
Bro,
she
that hair,
literally
though.
Watched him transform and is like, oh, it is
and,
you.
And the thing
it's
is,
like, yeah, you
no,
just
no.
watched
and
me transform.
And here's the thing. She was like, I was like down to date the Beast, but yo.
You're like too pretty to
yeah.
date.
Yeah.
I'm into this.
You're too pretty.
I don't know. I don't know though. I always thought he struck me as a bit too Fabio.
I love him.
Sarah, I have been Man using bun. Bomb Them With Kindness.
Bomb It With Kindness.
Bomb It With Kindness. Because I think that's a beautiful hashtag.
Who would you cast? Who would you cast? Who's like the dream cast as the prince? Do you like who they've cast? Or would you cast like Brock
Ahern? The guy who was cast as Christian Grey. I wish he would have been the Beast.
Christian Grey?
Dude, Brock Ahern.
The guy who.
I saw him at Coachella
once. Whoa. I don't like it.
Brock O'Hearn.
I don't like this. Brock O'Hearn. You don't know Brock O'Hearn?
The guy who just has videos of him putting his hair like, and then puts it back up. And
dude,
like,
he was in Jay Bunsey's video. Did you see
it? Yes, I know. Well, she just sees clips of his video.
No. Oh, I thought they worked together.
I don't think they actually worked together, but if they did,
yes. Brock O'Hearn. No.
You don't think Brock O'Hearn?
No.
I saw him in person once, and he was walking around shirtless, and I was like, okay, we get it. You're really good looking.
He just has videos of him putting his hair in a bun and taking it down.
Yeah.
It's great.
This is who should have been the he is.
Ooh.
Yes.
No.
Who's this guy?
I mean, there's lots of good looking
guys. Jamie Dornan.
He was in Once Upon a Time.
We have too many conversations. That's what I'm saying. He's the huntsman in Once Upon a Time.
Leslie just is like, there's lots of good looking guys.
Like, we could just list them all off.
Even,
give them a man
bun. This guy could have been him.
But Brock O'Hearn, Brock O'Hearn off limits from to the Divergent. Ladies.
Here's a funny thought. James Franco as Prince Adam.
How about James Franco as nothing ever again? Because I don't like him.
Can you imagine? He turns around, he's like, that confused James Franco face.
Bill. Oh, he would do the good, like, blank stare.
Yeah, he could.
Live. The blank stare live.
If they just inserted him for frames. Just
wait,
pictures of
before James Franco. We go. Are you guys excited about the new Tarzan movie? I know it's not just...
Okay. No.
I'm very excited, though. The more commercials you see, the more I'm excited for it.
Here's the thing. I definitely want to see it, but I have one question. How many bananas is he eating in that jungle that is filling him with protein? Because the dude is ripped. Dude is so ripped.
Hi.
Brock O'Hearn.
That's it, guys.
We're getting crazy about all these guys. Man Bun Wednesday. Thank you guys for watching Disney Movie News here on Popcorn Talk. Make sure that you subscribe to Popcorn Talk on YouTube and follow them on social media. But make sure that you also follow us on social media. And if you want to find out what Take Aim and Let the Foam Darts Fly means, you need to start watching me on Periscope, which you can do by following me on Twitter at LeoZombie and everywhere else at Mr. LeoZombie. Sarah, where can they follow you?
Everywhere at Sarah Snitch or on YouTube at I'm Sarah Snitch or, of course, on Thingamablogs every Tuesday. What's up?
Or every weekday.
Say hey, what's up? Hello.
Miss K.
My Instagrams are TheDisneyBound and Leslie AK.
AK47.
Yeah, and then 47. And then DisneyBound.co for lots of Disney bounding fun.
Yeah. Dude, she puts up some good stuff out there. Get inspired.
Very inspired. And you guys can find me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. And I won't be here next week, so I'll miss you all. Sad face. But maybe I'll call in.
If we have a show.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. We're not going to
have a show next week.
There might not be one next week, guys, because a lot of us are going to be MIA. But that's okay, because we'll be here in spirit.
But we're all going to go see Finding Dory next week. Yeah. Get
excited.
That's right. So since there won't be a show, make sure you follow us all, because we'll be periscoping, because we've been doing a lot of that.
Yeah, we have.
You need to get on that grind.
Well, and that's why we gave people extra homework, because we might not have
that's right. It's one for next week. Thank you. Good looking out. Thank you guys again for tuning in. It was a fun day. I just want to let you all know this was a great episode. I had such fun time.
I had fun too, despite my stomach ache. Love you guys.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.